Chapter 3. I stare blankly at my computer on the kitchen table where I've been writing all afternoon, and try, unsuccessfully, to see this as an aha moment instead of an oh shit moment. My doctor called me 3 minutes ago on this steamy July afternoon with the news that I have breast cancer. I call Michael at work, but he doesn't pick up. "Please call when you get this," I say, with just enough urgency to motivate him to call me back. I put my face in my hands and cry for a few minutes, lonely and scared. I call my sisters at their offices, but Madeline and Jennifer aren't picking up their phones. Julia is in Canada all month. Eliana is at camp in Maine till Thursday. This doesn't fit into my plans to be a perfect mother, completely available to Eliana. I was so preoccupied with her surgery, scheduled 11 days from now, that I forgot to look over my shoulder, and the evil eye snuck up behind me. Michael wouldn't believe me if I confessed to him that I literally feared the evil eye. He assumes I use it as a literary device, which is only partially true. I haven't told Michael the part where I believe the evil eye is breathing down my neck, waiting for my next misstep. I've tried to overcome my fear of unguarded happiness, the green light for the evil eye, but my fear is tenacious. My slip-up might have been 3 months ago in April, when I joyfully emailed my friends from college to share the good news that Julia got into Princeton, our alma mater. Joanne emailed back, "I'm so happy for Julia and for you. My advice is, if you haven't yet, turn a glass over. If you don't know about turning a glass over, my grandma used to swear by it. It kept the bad spirits away when something good happened." I thought I already knew all the necessary precautions for keeping away bad spirits. I learned them from my mother decades ago. "Always throw spilled salt over your left shoulder." Done. "Spit 3 times between the middle and index fingers to keep away the evil eye." Tuh-tuh-tuh. Done. I ignored her more phobic precautions, which caused her to cower in the middle of a room during an electrical storm, and prevented her from taking elevators. She climbed many flights of stairs long before...